Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 101. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean and Nate, what's going on? What was that? Wow.
What isn't going on? Wow.
That's a good answer. I like mine too, but I like that answer.
You sound like Frankenstein.
Well, zombie. I'm still clearing my throat.
At the the Michigan Frog? Is that what you call it? <That's>
We may or may not have said that on the freestyle that we just did.
That's right. Freestyle number four.
That's right. Number four.
We had a good freestyle, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are up to 101 on our mini episodes, which is very cool.
Smooth sailing.
I am really interested in this topic. So, Sean, tell the creepies what we're going to talk about.
We are going to, and I'm going to say this correctly.
Okay, we're waiting.
It's the Penangelion.
Wow.
You like that?
But see, I don't know if that's really true. So you could just.
I'm pretty sure that's how they said it on the videos that I listened to.
Okay.
So.
All right. I trust you.
The Penangelion, or Penangelion. Sorry, no.
Or the Penangelion.
Penangol is another way to say it.
Pakapulipi.
Is a nocturnal vampiric entity from Malay ghost myths. Its name comes from the word tangol, meaning to remove or take off, because its form is that of a floating, disembodied woman's head with its trailing organs still attached. From afar, it twinkles like a ball of flame, providing an explanation for the will-o'-the-wisp phenomenon.
Nice.
Right?
Sounds great.
This is Nate's choice, by the way. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah. Right? Is that what we called it? Penangelion.
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 All right.
Yeah. Detaches its head and organs from its body to go hunting for humans.
Ooh.
To her victim, she appears as a detached head with a long, invisible tongue and exposed tentacle-like entrails.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, attractive.
I was going to say, it's a really pretty picture.
Is your first date. Your first date with her is your last. Is
hey, nice to meet you. Where's your body? Where's your...
Yeah.
Come here off.
Oh, man.
So, do you guys want to hear the legend?
Yes.
The legend of the Penangelion.
Let me get on.
All right. In Malaysia, where she's known as the Hantu, how do you say the name?
Penangelion.
Penangelion? Yeah.
Penangelion.
Penangol. Go with that.
She's alleged to be the product of women who've dabbled in black magic.
Oh.
As the legend goes, in return for keeping a vegetarian diet for 40 days, a woman is granted exceptional beauty. But upon breaking her meat fast early, the woman is cursed to spend her nights as a grotesque creature with an unquenchable thirst for pregnant women and newborns.
Nice.
That doesn't even make any sense. Sorry, Malaysia.
I don't believe you. No. That's really... let me say this. If the creepies would look this up, there's some great artwork depict the... Penangelion, and it's gross, but it's also kind of funny,
yeah,
because it's just crazy, and you're like, this literally is a head.
And this is very like old.
Oh yeah,
it's been around for a long time.
You're right.
Well, it's also used by Dungeons and Dragons. Did you notice that in there? It's a Dungeons and Dragons character.
I didn't
know it either. Just looking it up, but it's on the list of Advanced Dungeons and Dragons Second Edition monsters. An important element of that particular role playing game. So all the people, I don't know much about Dungeons and Dragons out there, but I know there are people out there that do play.
So our friends, Nikki and Megan, Grimdark girls,
they do.
I wonder if they've heard. Since they're D&D,
I can only imagine
experts.
So yeah, if I look too far into Dungeons and Dragons, I'm not going to be able to follow all the vernacular and all that kind of stuff.
Wow, that's okay. I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it says also the Penangelion exists by different names in different parts of Southeast Asia. It's known as the Balan Balan in Sabah, Tinjelong or Tinjelong in Kedah, Hatu Palong by the Tuman. Tumani? I'm making this stuff up. Luyak in Bali. Kunyang in Kalimanta. Palasik in West Sumatra. Krasu in Thailand. And Kasu in Laos. And something I can't even pronounce in Cambodia. And the Philippines have the Mananangal.
And then there's Helen in the United States.
There's Helen. Yeah. We got us some Helen.
Or Karen. Oh, sorry.
That's not true.
This whole thing's crazy.
Whoever's out there. That's a
So naturally she seeks work as a midwife where she coddles her meals by day and haunts them by night, floating outside their home and using her invisible tongue to snatch the infant through the window or using her intestines to reach up through the floorboards.
Nasty.
Parents hoping to avoid a kidnapping are encouraged to lock their doors and windows at night and cover seams throughout the home. Hmm. Or, for a more proactive approach, one might seek out the monster's headless body and fill it with glass so that upon her return,
Penangelin.
I don't know why I can't remember
It's not an easy word.
Yeah.
That's why.
We forgive you.
Will die while attempting to reattach herself. The key giveaway of a penangelin is this, that she smells like vinegar she has to soak in the liquid to shrink her innards enough to fit back into her body. Other versions of this tale also suggest that a woman can only become a penangelin if meditating in a vat of vinegar.
Oh, I saw that.
You might follow that sour scent back to her home and then wait until the sun goes down and she drifts off into her monstrous form.
I hate the vinegar. Smell of vinegar. I hate it. So this just...
I can't smell vinegar anymore. I can remember it, though.
I can faintly smell it
can
now.
You? Yep. Can you?
My sniffers...
It's coming back?
Sort of coming back, but not nice. Fully.
I thought you said that the other day. It was our kitchen coordinator at the church. She was cleaning the floors with vinegar. Man, I could smell that down the hall.
That's a
decent
Rachel
ways away.
Cleans our floors with is vinegar and water.
I said, "What are you
doing?" And I love vinegar chips, salt and vinegar.
Oh. Mm. Nate, I knew I wouldn't like this penangelin. It's all about the vinegar. Here's a little. It says now a couple things you'd already said. It says an ordinary human woman can be transformed into a penangelin through means of a demonic curse or through use of black magic, as you said, as a way to stay beautiful forever. This is kind of interesting though, and funny. However, sometimes a penangelin is created when a woman is greatly startled by a visitor while praying. When she turns her head around quickly, sometimes her head pops off, and she becomes this evil spirit. I thought that was kind of comical, actually. Sometimes her head pops off. There you go. Don't wait.
You know what my mom used to use to stay beautiful forever? She used to use Noxzema. Do you remember Noxzema?
I do.
Or Dove. Dove facial soap.
Mary Kay.
Mary Kay, that's right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
This woman does not use that.
This seems a little extreme with the vinegar.
Yeah. Hey, what'd you... Oh, there goes her head. Popping off.
That's weird. The penangelin's victims are traditionally pregnant women and young children. Men are usually avoided by the penangelin and spy on them throughout the night as a way to protect the expectant mother or newborn. As traditional Malay dwellings were stilt houses, the penangal would hide under the stilts of the house and use its long tongue to lap up the blood of the new mother. That's disgusting. Those whose blood... Those whose blood the penangelin feeds on contract a wasting disease that is most inescapably fatal. Furthermore, even if the penangelin, is not successful in her attempt to feed, anyone who is brushed by the dripping entrails will suffer painful open sores that won't heal without a whatever a Boma's help. Is that a medicine doctor, probably?
Probably, yeah.
It is a Malay shaman. Yep, a traditional medicine practitioner. So that's what I figured.
There's a recount from 1834 by Officer Peter James Begbie, who served in the region as a part of the East India Company's Madras Army. In the tale of the Malay man with two wives with different skin tones, upon suspecting his wives of being, what's the word again?
Penangelin.
Penangelin.
Or Peningal.
I see all those letters. I'm just like, it's a my lot. Brain just stops. Penangelin. He hatches a plan and tells them he is leaving for a trip. Believing he is gone, the Penangelins transform and go out hunting. The hiding husband then switches their headless bodies, which the wives do not notice upon returning from their feast. One can only imagine the confusion and either or hilarity or horror of the next day when each wife showed up with her head attached to the wrong body.
That is great.
That's weird, man.
Take that.
Weird, you two weird weirdos. Stuff.
You Penangelin creepy things. You intestine dripping.
Intestine tentacly invisible tongue that, heathens.
That's awesome.
yeah, hey, why not?
Yeah. This actually could be fun. This says
I'm not even mad.
Says that it talks about how they can be identified as Penangelins.
Vinegar.
It says they, however, talking about they become Penangelins at night and appear as normal women in the daytime. It says they, however, can be identified as Penangelins by the way they behave. When meeting people, they will usually avoid eye contact, and when performing their midwife duties, they may be seen licking their lips as if relishing the thought of feeding on the pregnant woman's blood when night comes. That is gross.
Their heads don't just pop off?
No. Right. That'd be a good
like a Barbie
sign.
Doll.
Then, of course, like we had said, then it says the men should find out where the Penangelin lives and then talks about how they can kill them, you know, pouring the glass and all of that, and hopefully by before sunrise, but before the body or the head can reattach to the body. But, avoiding contact, eye contact and licking the lips as if savoring what we're going to feast on. That's gross.
That's pretty gross.
That is gross.
Says the most common protection against a Penangelin attack is to scatter the thorny leaves of any of the subspecies of a local plant known as Menkang, which has sharp thorny leaves and would either trap or injure the exposed lungs, stomach, and intestines of the Penangelin as it flies in search of its prey. These thorns on the vine can also be looped around the windows of a house in order to snare the trailing organs. This is commonly done when a woman has just given birth. The shards of glass glued to the top of the wall, man, they get really intense about this, to the top of the walls around the house serve the same purpose in addition to protecting against thieves. As an extra precaution, the pregnant woman can keep scissors or betel nut cutters under her pillow, as the Penangelin is afraid of these items. I would be too.
Yeah.
Don't get those betel nut cutters away from
you. Wow.
Betel.
I found another little story.
Yeah.
A young mother is rocking her newborn to sleep when suddenly the smell of vinegar fills the air.
Oh, no.
Now we know. She quickly pulls the curtain back, and sure enough, the disembodied head of a woman is floating outside the window with long, finger-like tendrils slithering out towards her child. In a panic, the mother slams the window shut just before the apparition reaches her. The breaths of heavy sigh... Oh, and breathes a heavy sigh of relief.
There's that vinegar again.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. So when I smelled the vinegar in the kitchen, she could be a Penangelin.
Mm-hmm. That's possible.
Although her body was attached to her head, so that was good.
And didn't pop off.
No. Yeah, I startled her, but her head didn't pop off. So that's good. Good luck, Malaysia.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
That's going to be rough.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
This was not something I was familiar with, but I had mentioned that I swear these were in like the Castlevania games. Although I think Medusa's heads were too.
Yeah,
so I'm not sure if it wasn't Medusa's head, but I
what now?
Castlevania games back in the day and Nintendo. I remember something with its innards hanging out, but it might have been Medusa's flying head. But
I didn't play it, but I remember it.
So I could totally be making that. Otherwise, I don't remember anything about this. So
yeah,
even my last trip to Southeast Asia,
I don't remember. When Nate, you sent that topic, and I'm like, oh, what the heck is this thing?
Yeah.
And when I looked into it, I'm like, what in tarnation's going on here? Yeah, heads, but the intestines.
Weird kind of boogeyman, right? Slash vampire.
Yeah.
And I'm like, a Malaysian creature. That's ugh.
Very spooky.
It is very spooky. Yeah. And then you throw vinegar and it's like, it just gets worse. It grieves.
Yeah, I thought this one was very interesting.
It is, Nate.
Never heard of it.
No, I hadn't
either. A lot of things with it.
Attached to it, literally. It's dangling.
A lot of things attached or detached.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I like it. Anything else you want to add? I don't have anything
We're not
else.
Going to hunt it, right? We're not going to Southeast Asia for this.
No, not anytime soon. No.
Well, if we do, we need to bring a satchel of glass.
Glass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not garlic.
Yeah.
Didn't say anything about garlic.
No steaks. No.
They don't do garlic there. That's East.
And you can't splash with vinegar. It likes vinegar.
Yeah. If we saw two of them, maybe we could switch them. Switch their bodies.
Like you said, that'd be kind of fun.
But other than that, I'm kind of creeped out by them. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be just fine without ever
running into a panangelin.
Running into one. But the good thing.
What?
I can't be pregnant, so.
That's true.
That's right. Us guys are safe.
We're not.
We got to be the protectors.
Again,
so. Yeah.
Yeah, we're safe. Well, good luck with that. coming off of that, I hope the creepies enjoyed that little weird story. Nate, what do you have?
Just like the Penangelin's head popping off, we got to pop off of here too. And that's a wrap.
Nice. have to pop off, right?
We do.
You like it?
Pop off the bed.
Yeah, I'm ready for bed.
That's all right.
You know what? Me too, but I've got to work first for a little bit.
Oh, darn. You got to drop me off first. Miss Daisy.
It's not that far of a walk. What, 3 or 4 miles?
Oh, Miss Daisy.
Okay. Well, hey, you know what? We want to thank you, creepies, as always, for listening to our middle-aged mini number 101 and our creepy discussion on penangelins. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.